paragraph Chavov. Commandment number 4. Zochor es yoyim ha-shabos lekadshoi ve-kabed ha-savich ve-simecha. Number 5. Heim bechinas shnei ha-eorois sanal. They correspond to the two different lights that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that chapter in the Keturim, that the Tzaddik sends out two beams, a beam to those who are on the higher level, Dore Mala, and a beam of light to reach down to those who are on the Dore Mata, on the low level. Shehim b'china asoras, Dore Mala v'ras Dore Mata, v'chol echod v'echod kolul mishneihem. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there that each one of the two is also has some of the other one in it. They're not two completely separate things. The Dore Mala has Dore Mata in it, and the Dore Mata has Dore Mala in it also. Ki zochor es yom ha-shabos zebechinas hasogas hechochom biatzmo yishu hasogas Dore Mala. Because the commandment about Shabbos, that represents the das of the Chochom himself, which is the das of the Dore Mala. Shehu b'chinas mo, b'chinas aye, b'chinas machomis, shehu b'chinas morav tuvcha, b'chinas hasogas hamakifim, shehim b'chinas shefa hakesar, shashu elam habo, kemavur sham. Rabbeinu Zal there uses maybe 6-7 different terms, all to refer to this super high level light. It's called Mo, it's called Aye, it's called Keser, it's called Dore Mala, it's called Makifim. These are all terms used throughout Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus to refer to that upper light, the light, the pleasures of Olam Haba. Kimavur Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains, Shekol Zeh Hu Bechinas Shabbos. That's all synonymous with Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas oylam haba. Shabbos is synonymous with oylam haba, right? On Shabbos we say horachmon hu yanchileinu yoim shekuloi Shabbos. That Hashem should give us what? Oylam haba. What is oylam haba? Yoim shekuloi Shabbos. It's wall to wall Shabbos. Sheoz zoichin letachlis hayidia shaloi neida. On Shabbos we are zoichet to the highest level of das is, which is to know that we don't know, the realization of how much we don't know. Shehu b'chinas makifin, which is the concept of makifin, that knowledge which is outside of our head, like a halo around our brain. Kemuva b'simen pei gimel b'likutei tanina, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 83, in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ki Shabbos hu yoim menucha u'kedusha, Tiferes Gedula, Ateres Yeshua, Bechinas Keser, Bechinas Aye, Shoimrim B'Shabbos, Kedushas Keser. Shabbos is all of these things, right? We say Keser on Shabbos. We say Aye Mekoyim Kevoide on Shabbos. Ki Shabbos Bechinas Menucha Ubitul. Because Shabbos represents rest, not rest in the simple sense, also in the simple sense of physically not working, but rest, standing still, representing like the highest meditative state, when everything is still, nothing's moving, and you're connecting with Hashem on the deepest, highest level, from a place of silence, you know, deep silence, deep, deep thought. Shehu b'chinas mo, b'chinas olam haba. Ve'oz u'tachlis shleimus hadas. And that's when we achieve this highest level of completion of das. B'chinas hasogas dore mala, the understanding of the upper level. Shehu hasogas hachochamana, which is the understanding of the chocham, the tzaddik. V'hasogas dore mato, b'chinas moloich oretz kevoidei kolul bo. And at the same time, as we said before, within the upper level is included the lower level also, the Dore Mata, the Meloi Cholor Etz Kevoidoi. Ki Sheishis Yemei HaMaisa Klulim B'Shabbos. Because the 6 days of the week are included in Shabbos. Ki Kol Sheishis Yemei HaMaisa Kol Chiyusam V'Kiyumam Humi Shabbos Ki Yodua. Because all 6 days of the week, where do they get their energy from? Where do they get their life from? From Shabbos, ukemavura b'zoyer hakodesh, as is found in the Zoyer hakodesh, which we read on Friday night before the meal, demino mizborchin kol shito yoimin, that it's from the Shabbos that all 6 days of the week receive their bracha. V'sheishes yimei ha'maisa heim bebechinas dore mata, and we know the 6 days of the week, they represent the lower level, bechinas oylam hazeh, they represent the physical world, asiya, compared to Shabbos, connected Shabbos, Shubhina Soilam Haba, which Shabbos represents Soilam Haba. כי בשש ישימי המייסה בורו השם יספורך כל הבריאו בעשור הממורויס בשביל כבודו יספורך. Because it's during the 6 days of the week that Hashem created the entire creation with 10 statements in order to show his kovoy, to reveal his kovoy to the world. כי כל מה שבורא הקדוש ברוך הוא לא יברוי אלא לכבודו, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. Everything Hashem created, he created for his honor, for his kavod. Shezehu b'chinas maloi chol ha'oretz kavodoy. That's what the pasuk says, that the entire world is filled with kavodoy, kavod of Hashem. B'chinas hasogas dorimato. That's the level of understanding of those who are on a low level. Maloi chol ha'oretz kavodoy, that Hashem's kavod reaches kol ha'oretz, even the lowest, lowest places on earth. כי בשביל זה היה כל הבריאה בששת ימי המעשה. It's for this reason that Hashem did the creation during the 6 days of the week, כדי שידעו ויכירו עשה יסבורך, וימולי כל הארץ כבודו יסבורך. So that all of creation, all the physicality, all the lowest levels, will be able to connect with Hashem, will be able to come to recognize, to realize Hashem, and that Hashem's kavod will fill even all of those lowest levels. Aval b'Shabbos, shovas v'noch, afilu b'maymar. Whereas on Shabbos, Hashem rested and was silent. He didn't even speak, kavyachol. Hashem, there's no statement of creation that was made on Shabbos. There's no vayomer lekim yehi. V'loi bora boi dovor, Hashem didn't create anything on Shabbos. Rak kol habriya shel kol sheishis miyamaisa, kulam choyim v'kayomim, rak mi Shabbos kiyadua. It's just that all of creation, of which was created during those 6 days, what sustains it, what keeps it going, is the Shabbos. Ki Shabbos b'chinas bitul. Because Shabbos represents that state that's called bitul. Bitul means inaction, remaining perfectly still, not doing. Bechinas mo, this concept of what, where a person has nothing to say in a sense. Bechinas hasogas dorimalo, the level of understanding of those who are on a very high level. Ki hatachtoin nichlal belyon, because as we said before, the lower level is included in the upper level. Vaydei mitzvahs shvisas Shabbos nizgale shekol habriya shel kol sheishis miyamaisa kol nimshach mimenu yisbor shelmal miyakol. And by a Jew resting on Shabbos, he's showing that all the creation of the 6 days of the week all comes from Hashem, who is above everything. Hainu shekol kvoido yisborach shemizgale b'chol habriya shenivra b'sheishis miyamaisa, that Hashem's whole glory and honor, which is revealed in the creation, which was created during the 6 days, sheze b'chinas maloi chol eretz kavoyde, which is the concept of Hashem's kavod filling the whole eretz, hakol nimshach v'niskayim rak al yidei Shabbos. It all originates and lives only from Shabbos. Shehu b'chinas mo. Shabbos is the concept of what? This high level of makif. Bechinas ayei mekoyim kevoidoi. Where is the kavod of Hashem? Ki be'emes shtei hasogois echod. Because in reality, both of these levels of understanding, the level called ayei mekoyim kevoidoi and the level called maloi chodaretz kevoidoi, are really one. Ki Hashem yizborach sosum v'galia. Because as the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hashem is revealed and hidden. Maloi chol eretz kavoyde represents what we see, everything we see, the revealed aspect of Hashem. Aye mekoyim kavoydoi relates to the hiddenness of Hashem, what we don't see, what we can't understand yet. Ubechinas maloi chol eretz kavoydoi mekabel mebechinas aye v'nichlal boy, and the level of maloi chol eretz kavoydoi receives from aye mekoyim kavoydoi and is part of it. Ki hakoil echod, because it's all one. V'chol zeh nizgala al yidei Shabbos shemeid ki Hashem echod ushmo yechod. And all of this is revealed through Shabbos, which serves as testimony that Hashem is one and His name is one, His Malchus is one. V'shehu yizborach shehu meroimum v'na'ala mikol haruchnis. And that Hashem, who is way above all spirituality, not physical, above all spirituality, bara kol hoilamois v'kol hagashmius. This Hashem, who is above spiritualism, created all the physicality, the most base physical items, leman kevoido yisporach, all so that for Hashem's respect, for Hashem's honor. Nimtza she Shabbos hu bechinas hasogas dorimala uboy kol hasogas dorimata. So we see from this that Shabbos, on one hand, represents the dorimala, keser, aye, bitul, menucha, and at the same time, the dorimata is included in Shabbos. The 6 days of the week are included in Shabbos. They receive everything they have from the Shabbos. I remember my father was Zichrono Livracha. Rav Rosenfeld once told over from the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, if I'm not mistaken, he brings from a pasuk in Bereishis, Ki sheishes yomim os Hashem. Hashem made 6 days. Then hold on a second, who made the next six? That Shabbos created the next 6 days. In other words, Hashem created 6 days, period. It says, Ki sheishes yomim oso Hashem. It doesn't say, b'sheishes yomim. It should have said, Ki bish, in 6 days, Hashem created everything. It doesn't say that. It says, Ki sheishes yomim oso Hashem. 6 days Hashem made, period. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh says, then hold on a second. Ho-ho. Then who created the next six? He said, Shabbos. And he brings it from a posuk. He showed it from a posuk. That Shabbos, every Shabbos, creates the next 6 days, Kaviyochol. The Kedusha of Shabbos is the whole Shefa of the next 6 days is determined by the Shabbos before. And I remember Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha always used to mention this on Shabbos, and especially Shabbos at Mincha time, he would always be focusing on this, that now is being decided and determined what the next week is going to bring. That's the time to be mispalil, that the week coming up should be a week of Hatzlacha, Baruch Nis Begay, everything that a person who knows they're going on a trip, whatever it is, that's the time to keep in mind that Shabbos is going to decide the whole upcoming week. That's the pasuk. Ki sheishes yomim os Hashem. Hashem made 6 days. Then hold on a second. Who made the next six? The answer is Shabbos. Paragraph Chavzayim. Kabedes. So that's Shabbos. Now we go to the fifth commandment. Kabedes Avicha. Kabedes Avicha v'simecho ze b'chinas ma shetzrichen lohoyer bedorei mato. The fifth commandment, which is Kabedes v'simecho, that represents the concept that the tzaddik has to bring the das to those who are on the lower level. Shebishvil ze tzrichen laniach bonim v'talmidim. This is why each and every person has a responsibility to leave over children in the world and students. Kedei sheishor mimenu chalifus, so that there should be a replacement for him when he leaves. Shiyamshichu daitoi bedoreimato, who will continue his das within the framework of the Dorimato. Kamei shekosov shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, sheze b'chinas mitzvas kabedes avich v'simecho, shemagi elehem kovoid. This is the whole concept of respecting your parents. They deserve respect. V'hikish kvoidam l'chvoidam okoyim, and the Torah compares the kovoid of parents to the kovoid of Hashem. Ki kol kovoid hamokoyim nimshach al yodam, because the respect of Hashem comes via the parents. Sheheim himshichu oisaboylam, they brought this kid into the world. Bishvil hagdolas kvoido yisporach, in order to increase the kovod of Hashem. She'enoi nizgale kim al yidei b'nei odom atachtoinim shebezo ilam daiko, which is only revealed in this world in the fullest sense through human beings in this physical world, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. I just mentioned this last night. I had the privilege to do the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim, of one of the most respected families in Breslov, the Shapira family in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. And they were talking about certain things, and somebody mentioned something, and I had the privilege of saying over from the Arizal that the word Yiskadal, when a person passes away, we say Kaddish. The opening word of Kaddish, Yiskadal, the Arizal says, is made up of two words, Tagi, Dal. Tagi is a crown. The crown of Hashem has become diminished. Hashem's kingdom has become lessened. Why? Because when this person was living, Hashem ruled over 500 people. This person died, now Hashem is only king over 499. And if a person wants to say, whoa, what are you talking about? What about the neshama? the neshama isn't mamlech Hashem the same way as a human being in this physical world. Rabbi Nosson Zal just spelled it out here very clearly. That hagdolas kvodis borach she'enoi nizgale kim al yedei bnei odom hatachtoinim shebozeh ha'olam daiko. It's a human being when he's in physical form, neshama plus that cloud of dirt called the body. When those two are working are stuck to each other, they're married together, and that person has bechira, that's when the Iker Hagdolas Kvoido Yisborach is coming from him, more than Malochim, more than Neshama Yisengan Eitan, in many, many ways. And this is why when a Jew leaves the world, we show that we recognize that this Malchus, this Kovod of Hashem, has become diminished, and right away we try to fill that gap by saying, Yiskadal v'yiskada Shemei Rabo, may the name of Hashem, the Kovod of Hashem, the Malchus of Hashem, be increased, be heightened. We're right away doing an action to be Mamlech Hashem more, in honor of that person who left the world. Nimtzo, Shekabei desovicho hu b'chinas hasogas dorimato. So therefore, the respect for parents is associated with the dorimata, the physical, the ones who bring physical human beings into the world. Uboi kolul hasogas dorimala. And as we said before, the upper has lower in it, the lower has upper in it also. Kamei shekosav shem, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, ki beklolius ha'olam nikra haben v'atalmid shneim b'chinas dorimata. Because in a general sense, the son and the student are referred to as Dorimata, the lower level. Kimavura Batoyon al Betchilosoi. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the beginning of that chapter in Likut Imran, Sheben v'talmid hein bechinas hachalifus shetzrichem ha'ashir bozeh ho'ilam. That the son and the student, they are the replacement that a person has to leave downstairs in this physical world when he goes upstairs. So we see son and Talmud are bechina of downstairs. That's Dorimata, the concept of down. Ayin Sham, look over there in the Kutuman where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Avol kol bechinu bechina kolol mikola bechinois. But we have a rule throughout Sifrei Kabbalah that everything has in it some of everything else. So the downstairs has some of the upstairs in it, and the upstairs has some of the downstairs. Al kein, therefore, beprotius, when we get into more detail, gam bedorimata biatzmum, shem bechinas ben v'talmid, yesh bem hasogas dorimala v'hasogas dorimata. Within ben and talmid, which represents downstairs, there's two sections. There's an upper and lower. There's an upstairs and downstairs. Ki hasogas haben im zoiche hu bechinas hasogas dorimala. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, the son, the one who's the son of the tzaddik in a sense, his understanding of Hashem is called Dorimala, the higher level, if he's zoche to be the right kind of son. Ihu b'chinas haso Dorimala, mach mashehu mekabel moyach v'das oviv bi'atzmoi, because he mamish got the brain of his father. He's a creation of the seed of his father, which originated from the brain of his father. So he's mamish the moyach of his father, if he's zoche. V'hasogas ha-talmid hu b'chinas hasogas darimata. Whereas the students who receive from a tzaddik, they also receive, but compared to the ben, they are referred to as dorimato. Kamei shekosav shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. And in the Meforshim there, they quote a medrash that this is why Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, that his sons should be zeuche to take over, to be worthy of taking over the leadership of Klal Yisrael after him, because he knew that the shleimus is when the son is the student. When the student is the son, that's the highest level that could be. But unfortunately, not everybody's zeuche. And in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't zeuche. Hashem told him that your son's fine, but Yehoshua is the one to take over, even though he's not your physical son, but because of the student that he was. And because Moshe Rabbeinu's sons were not on the level of Tachlis HaShleimus of Talmud, therefore Yehoshua was the one who took over. V'chein gam haben v'hatalmid bi'atzmoi kol echad v'echad mehem kol gam kein mishnei hasogas yachad. And so too, each one of these, the son and the student, each one of them is a combination of both. The son is supposed to be son and student, and the student is supposed to be a bechin of student and son. Ki atalmid tzorach shienichlal baben, v'chein haben batalmid, as Rabbein Azal says over there. Ki tzorach lichloil hoilomoy zeboze, kedei shielem yira. Rabbein Azal says you have to merge both together in order to build the yira. K'moy shekos v'shom, as Rabbein Azal elaborates over there, Ayin Shom, you look over there in the Kutumran, Rabbein Azal explains this very clearly, how the student is a son and how the son is a student. V'alkein, b'chlal ho'oilam, klal habonim shetzrich m'anir b'zoilam, k'day shigadlu k'voydi yisporosh, b'shal zeh mitzvah l'chabidov v'imoy, klal habonim im b'chinas dori mata. Therefore, when we speak of the entire world, when we speak about children, children represent Dorei Mata. They represent the concept of the Kovod of Hashem in this world. Why do I have children? Because I want to make sure, I want to be Zeche to continue the respect for Hashem in this world. I respect Hashem, and even after I leave this world, I want part of me to be to continue serving Hashem, to continue serving the King, and bringing honor and respect to the King. That's Dorei Mata. Ki b'shvil zeh daika tzorech lo niach bonim. That's the reason why a person leaves children. Kedei shishor daitoi bozeh hoilam daika. So that the person's das continues in this world. Lohoyer b'dorei mata, to shine into the Dorei Mata. Rak b'protius, however, when we get into more detail, kol bohem gam hasogas dorei mala. Within ben is included, within these bonim who represent Dorei Mata on a certain level, there's also an aspect of Dorei Mala. Ve'im zoiche haben, yoiser, yochoy lagia lemailas, ad hasogas haben shel achochem ador. And if a son is zoiche, he has the ability to get to levels, to achieve levels, to get to the level of the son of the Chochem Ador, Shehu Bechinas Makifin Anar, which represents Makifin, that highest level Das, Bechinas Mo, Bechinas Aye, Bechinas Asogas Dorei Mala, V'ayin B'hatoyer Anar, V'hovein Heitev. Rav Nosnal says, if you look into the chapter on Likutei Moran, you'll be able to understand what I'm saying here very clearly.